They are people who left the earth, transformed themselves, possibly even genetically, as they waited out the catastrophe on Mars, and then came back. Now, all of this would just be pure speculation and maybe even crazy to most people, but a few weeks ago, I discovered a historian, a very erudite scholar, whose work has been completely suppressed. And his name is L. Austin Waddell, W-A-D-D-E-L-L. You can get him on Amazon. And he had the unfortunate occurrence of writing his books in the 20s as the rise of Nazism was taking place. And that may be why his work is suppressed, but I don't think so. I think his work is suppressed because he proves beyond any doubt in an incredibly scholarly manner that the Aryans are the progenitors of all civilization on Earth. And so the question is, well, why did they suddenly come out of hiding with their demigods, their bastard children who had white skin and blonde and red hair? Why did they suddenly come out of hiding? And my answer is that an alarm bell went off. They knew that they only had 6,000 years before the end of this age, which they believed was in 2442, when the coronal mass ejections would come again, and also the resultant Earth changes from the electromagnetic field disturbances and the hyperdimensional field disturbances. And they created civilization. They enslaved the Earth peoples. Let's be honest, that's what they did. And they did this to create a cognitive society that would help them build their giant arcs to get out of here. Now they ran into a problem, though, and that is that in the 1890s and early 1900s, they discovered the long count calendar of the Mayans. And when they discovered the long count calendar, which ended in 2012, they got worried because they weren't sure if the 2442 date was right or the 2012 date was right. And in order to play it safe, they decided that it was the 2012 date, and they kicked into high gear and created essentially the 20th century. And if you read the works of Joseph Farrell, you can see that from 1929 to 1945, the Nazis, who called themselves Aryans and carried all the icons of Aryan civilization, including the swastika and all the rites of the Aryans, they invented more stuff in 16 years than the human race has created before or since. They created lasers, television, radar, probably anti-gravity craft, and all sorts of other things. And this was done not to win World War II. They didn't give any, they didn't care at all whether they won World War II or not. That was not the point. The point was to develop the technologies for what I call Project Good, which stands for Get Out of Dodge. And they began building their crafts. They created a secret space program, which is why Gary McKinnon is in such trouble, because he hacked the Pentagon computers and found out about all this. And they are leaving right now. They're leaving. And I have a pair of night vision goggles, which I go out at night and look up into the sky, and I'm telling you, George, there is so much flying
something's
around
going
up
on
there.
I know. I went up there and saw some with Ed Grimsley.
Yeah, I bought something's my goggles happened. From Ed, and I'm telling you that it's amazing. I mean, there's hundreds per hour, and sometimes they're traveling, you know, in two or three at a time. And so I now have found a historian, L.A. Waddell, who confirms that it was the Aryans. And I start looking back at my work, which I did with Hoagland, and the great work that Richard has done over the years, including his recent mind-blowing discovery of Phobos, which is definitely a craft, definitely one of theirs or ours. It may even be one of the arcs that they built. And then you can go look, and you can Google this in, Hale Crater Civilization, Hale is H-A-L-E. And you can look at Joseph Skipper's great work of the image taken from the European Space Agency of a colony on Mars with farms and buildings and roads. And so I don't think Mars is anything like they told us it is. Hoagland has found out that they're coloring the images to make it look red when, in fact, there's blue skies and possibly even clouds on Mars. And I think that these Aryans have created extremely advanced craft very quickly after World War II, and they've gone to the moon. They may have already been on the moon before. Now they've created and have been spending the last 60 years creating these gigantic arcs in which they're leaving. And they're leaving now. And that's why Obama is president. That's why they no longer need to have a Skull and Boneser. Skull and Bones is originally a German secret society. And their secret number is 322. George Bush was asked what that meant by Tim Russert, and he refused to answer during the 2004 campaign. 322 is the first day of Aries, March 22nd. Which, by the way, is the date that the Georgia Guidestones were christened and the date that the health care plan passed.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so what we see here is a sweep of history in which these Aryans have secretly ruled the world, and now they're leaving us with a wrecked planet, and they're leaving us behind. And this goes way into understanding who the Great White Brotherhood is, this occult, secret occult group that seems to rule everything. It shows us when you back engineer these German secret societies like Skull and Bones, you head back to the Rosicrucians, and you keep seeing this red motif in all of their stuff. Rosicrucian, of course, means the Red Cross. And the Rothschilds changed their name from Bauer to Rothschild, which means Red Shield, symbolically saying that they were the managers for the people of the Red, or the people from the Red Planet, of which they were. And if you back engineer the Rothschilds, you can see that they were rubbing shoulders with these upper crust Germans who were princes and royalty. Hitler was obsessed with the Vril. And the Vril is what these Aryans call themselves. And they've been living underground for the most part. They can come out at night, but the rays of the sun is too much for their skin. And if you catch an Aryan, a real Aryan, white people are not Aryans. They're the bastard children of the Aryans and humans, probably an Asian tribe of some sort. And if you catch the real Aryans, the Vril, in the right light, their skin is so diaphanous that you can see the capillary system, and they look blue.
Are they like the vampires?
They are. It's where the vampire myths come from. The pale white people who show up, and they're very erudite and very articulate and very upper crust, and they have to get back underground before the sun goes because it literally will burn them. And they have been ruling this planet. The Tibetans say that they're guarding an entrance into the Himalayas where the king of the world lives, and he's chalk white, pale white, freakish looking. The same thing is true in the Andes. I've been to the Andes several times, and there's rumors abounding everywhere in the Andes about some people that live under the Andes that are chalk white.